Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Pink Atheist. I'm your host, Rachel Johnson. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a couple things that I want to talk about. One of them has been all over the news lately, and that is R. Kelly. Now, I haven't watched the docuseries on him, but I understand that he has numerous victims. And you have to understand, I'm not a young woman, so I have known about this for a while. And you know, whenever I was younger, we heard all of the rumors about R. Kelly, things that he was doing. And so this is not something new or surprising to many of us. You have to take a historical look at it, and it sounds like I'm trying to make excuses for it, but I'm not making excuses for it at all. So I just want to give some historical facts to it, and then we're going to talk about where we are today. So you have to understand that whenever I was young, I was raised in a misogynistic household with the man in charge, and he was very much, you know, an authoritarian when it came to that. But it wasn't just my home. It was a majority of American homes. And women had just begun to get their own jobs, and the laws about battery of women had just come into place when I was very young. Until then, it was perfectly fine for a man to beat his wife. And what this has to do with R. Kelly, I want to make it pretty quick. For as long as time has existed, it has always been more acceptable for a male to abuse younger female than for a woman to step out of quote-unquote line and do something with a younger male. And there is no justification for what happened. There's no justification for how these girls were failed, okay? In fact, one of the jurors was quoted as saying that he didn't like the way the girls looked, he didn't like the way that they dressed, and therefore he voted not guilty for R. Kelly. That's the level of sexism America has been in for since its inception, okay? And so when you are a woman and you are battling this level of sexist ideology where a woman is guilty unless, like, she's a notorious virgin, virtuous. We have the virgin whore dichotomy in America, and it sticks so easily. So you're either seen as this virgin or this whore. And the details surrounding what he was doing to these women was so degrading. I mean, and when you're a man and you look at it, you think she must be this dirty kind of girl to let that happen. And I'm not calling her that. This is the mentality of these men who've been running this country, who've been doing these things, who've been getting away with these things for far too long. R. Kelly had a past. He continued to make music even when these were known. He continued to be popular. In fact, after the docuseries aired, after people saw what had happened, some people were kind enough to say, this is disgusting, I'm disturbed by this, I'm going to delete everything that is R. Kelly off of my music list, my players, I don't want to promote anything of them again. But then there was this other side of these people who decided that they wanted to buy his music, to play his music, to support him. Why would you support a known rapist? Why would you support a man who was willing to degrade women to the 10th degree, especially if you're a woman? There's no reason. There's no rationale. And this is our society that we live in, where men get a pass for this kind of behavior. And Donald Trump is a great example. He's a symptom of a disease that has plagued America for far too long, where what we have, people who feel emboldened enough by the open sexism in this country to try to tear down and degrade women. And this laps into what else I want to talk about because of this. Hillary Clinton faced the same thing, and I said it over and over and over and over and over till I was blue in the face during the 2016 election. Many men said that I was wrong. Many women said that I was wrong. I was called hysterical. I was told that I was just calling everything sexism. But the point is that anything a woman does, from her smile to her hair to her clothes to her self-identity to whatever culture she belongs to, is under scrutiny. Whereas a man can do horrific things like, oh, I don't know, admit to sexual assault on tape, and men give him a bro pass. You know, when I hear men say bros before hoes, what I hear them say is, I'm perfectly fine with you degrading women in front of me because they have no value. So true in America. Men gather up their strength, and no matter what another man has done, they give him a pass. No matter how horrible, how much women suffered, and many, many women suffered at the hands of R. Kelly. I mean, he did really degrading, horrible, humiliating things. Urinate, defecate on these women. I mean, he truly is a disturbing man. And, you know, I was hearing that he was sexually abused as a child by family members. And now I understand where this comes from, that you don't have a healthy mind when you've been sexually abused. However, when he grew to be an adult, apparently either he took it to levels that he suffered, or even worse, deviant levels than he suffered. And one or the other is true. And never questioned himself. Never questioned the health about this. Never, to this day, this man has not sought help for who he is as an awful person. And even if he does, it doesn't excuse the number of victims he has. Nothing he does will ever make right the level of victimhood that he put those women through. And they are now survivors. And I'm glad that they're surviving. But you also have to question how bad of a predator this man is. He obviously found girls who were vulnerable. He found girls that he knew he could manipulate. He understood that if they were black girls, that they were less valued to our society, which is disgusting. And he got a pass from it by society because no value was put on those women at all. If white women aren't worth much and you're a minority woman, you're worth much less. And this is what AOC is going through, and that's Alexandria, the newest elected official. Every day she faces an attack from the GOP. You know, they are relentless with her. And one thing I love about her is that she's a fighter. She's not always correct, but she is a fighter. And I have hopes for her. But Hillary Clinton faced the same level of scrutiny to a degree. I don't know. Because they have tried to take AOC and alter nude photos and say, oh, well, we're shocked and we believe these. Yet Donald Trump's wife posed nude. Okay, we all know that she posed nude, posed in what they call it, lesbian photos. But honestly, I don't think that just because you take a photo with another naked woman that it's actually lesbianism. I think that lesbianism should have its own dignified title, that these are people who truly are, you know, romantic with other women and in love with them. And I don't want to degrade love as just sex or some, you know, I don't want to dirty it up and sully it up. So this level is okay over here. And the hypocrisy couldn't be more real because the photo was fake. It was Photoshopped versus the real ones over here that everybody has seen. And I'm sure that the GOP has seen. So what's their point? Trying to say that she's a role model for American children and say that she's the first lady and she's an example to the world. That woman did far more than the fake photo of AOC. But what we see is a Latina woman being degraded because of a fake photo. It's not even real. It was even published in media as if it were real without them checking to see if it was real. I mean, I think that this is why it is great that Hillary Clinton ran. And I noticed a change in my fellow women across America after it. We saw the explosion of the Me Too movement. We have seen women marches. We have seen women run for office and women win office. And so the title of my show today, Women Will Save the World, we will. That's what it's going to take. Because enough is enough is enough. You know, you would think that during the Me Too movement, guys would have got the hint. You're not going to be under fire unless you're guilty. Only guilty men have something to worry about. Guys and innocent guys who are good people, who aren't doing anything, are going to be okay. You know, the idea of feminism isn't to destroy men. It's not to make them obsolete. I would never like to see that. I'm a heterosexual woman. And so I would be very lonely if all the men on earth were gone. I like talking to men. I like listening to men. I like hearing their stories. So the idea that all men being gone is something that feminists want is just a scare tactic. Kamala Harris is likely going to run for president. The word is on the street that it's going to go and happen. Elizabeth Warren has already taken to the campaign trail and let us know that her intentions exist. And I was thinking to myself today, it would really blow the mind of the entire GOP should a minority woman get the office of the president. I don't know how mad that would drive them, but I'm very sure that it would be pretty, pretty mad. So I would look forward to it. Quite frankly, I had hopes after Barack Obama that Michelle Obama would run for president, but she has no desire to get into the political arena. She finds it dirty, and that's just not who she is. So we're not likely to have that happen. But we are likely to get Kamala Harris. And she's a wonderful woman. She has a long, dedicated career. She has a great Democratic voting record. And as I said, I think it's going to take women because being two gaps of generations. We have the old white generation who's used to being in power and oppressing women and minorities. We have the new younger generation that has learned a lot of toxic masculinity from that generation, but is not as bad. And so they've done a lot better, but you still see it. That, and especially that men holding all the power in all the offices, in all the hiring places, has not done good for women. Women and minorities need their place. And, you know, this is another topic that folds into that is jokes about minorities. And I mean LGBTQ as well as other minorities. Kevin Hart this last week people wanted him to apologize, and he says, oh, look, I already did. He did it one more time on his show, and he said, I'm done with it. Whether or not that's good enough for the LGBTQ community, I'm not the one to say. I'm not going to decide for them. What I am going to say is that people after that were like, oh, well, now we can't joke about anything. That's where you're wrong. You can joke about your own personal scenarios. You can joke about how you dealt with them. You can joke about certain things as a life, an observation that you see. When you have to tear down others in order to make humor happen, you might want to rethink who you are as a comedian. You know, so there's a lot going on in our world. It ties in politically because women have had to step up. You know, we've had women from all walks of life step up and run for office, which is wonderful, which is what we need to see. Because we don't see enough diversity. We don't hear enough from diversity. Women have their place and their role in society, and that is in leadership too. Now, one woman has been in a leadership during her life, and she's back as the Speaker of the House, and that's Nancy Pelosi. You know, she's not an overtly brass woman. when she speaks, she tends to kind of keep it on a level of here's the business of the day, here's what's going on, good, bad, right, wrong, dealt with it, okay, moving on. And she doesn't make her personal life or anything thereof really part of the limelight. And I think that people have for years underestimated her, and they were about to do it again. And then, you know, a lot of us members of the Democrats said, this is ridiculous. This is what happened to Hillary during the election, that every part of who she was called weak. She was called old, not enough stamina, all of this. And we said, enough is enough is enough on this as well, because, you know, every time a woman runs for some potentially wonderful position, she's scrutinized to a degree that men are never. Donald Trump slurs his words. He doesn't get moving till noon. He often doesn't work long. He cancels meetings. He cancels plans and trips. Other people have to do it. So if we want to talk about the lack of stamina, all we have to do is look at the office of the president right now. Because right there is where you see a lot of lack of stamina. And I think that women have the potential here to change the future. And I don't think that any man should be threatened by a woman unless he has a reason, unless he's done something to her. And revolving back to R. Kelly, I would hope that in the future, when a woman comes forward with a story, that we at least give her an ear, that we give her a chance to tell us that story. And we, as a society, take pause and investigate that story, because women need to be heard. There wouldn't be so many R. Kelly victims. There wouldn't be an entire docu-series had even one of these women been taken seriously at any point before now. Now they are opening investigations into R. Kelly. Now they are considering charges. Now it matters. But it took the whole of the world seeing what these young ladies and now women had survived through, the level of disgusting humiliation that he put them through, the things that were torturous that he did to them. Look, if you have to ask somebody to go to the bathroom, that's a level I had never even conceived existed. That you weren't free to walk around, that you literally had to have permission to eat, to go out, to see your family, to go to the restroom. We talked a few years ago, America did, on the media, about the man, I forget his first name, but his last name was Castro, up here in Cleveland, and he had kidnapped three girls. And it was so horrific when the details started coming to light about what he had done to them, kicking them and beating them to cause miscarriages, raping them, you know, starving them, doing whatever he wanted, and keeping them chained in a basement. And that was the disturbing level. And you don't think about the fact that it could be more disturbing. But R. Kelly has reached a more disturbing level. I mean, I can't even imagine these women living in terror and fear and having to ask permission of a handler, and the handler would have to reach R. Kelly. What man in this universe feels that he has the right to take possession of a woman in such a way that he owns her every movement? What level of absolute disturbing disgust go to? I mean, I can't even fathom that. And yet this man was given a pass by the entire world. They turned a blind eye. And I was just a young girl back when we first heard about it. And, you know, we make jokes about it as a family. But now that you hear the damning details, you think about the fact that it was such a long pause given, and it took so much for anyone to even care that this man was doing such a horrendous thing. But Donald Trump has 19 accusers. he admitted to sexually assaulting women on tape, and it was called locker room talk, just to dismiss it. And when the waters calmed enough, then we had Brett Kavanaugh. We have a series of these males in our society in positions where women are vulnerable to them, and they're given a pass for horrendous abuses. So, yes, it's going to take women to save the world, because women are going to have to teach men that it's not okay to do these kind of things to women. We're going to have to say enough with this kind of battery, with this kind of deranged lunacy, with this kind of sexual abuse, with this kind of degrading of women. Women in 2019 should be starting to stand on equal foot with men, not hearing about the horror stories of how they are degraded daily, about how they are possessions, how they're murdered because they said no to a date, about how they're stalked and it's ignored until he shows up with a gun and, you know, murders her. Women should be taken seriously. And it's going to take us taking power away from many of these sexist and bigoted men. And we're bringing the minorities with us. We're taking the future from these bigoted men, and we're going to put ourselves back on equal footing. So I look forward to women stepping to the forefront. I'm grateful to Hillary Clinton. I'm grateful to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm grateful to all of the women who have paved the way into the future for more women to come in and say, enough, we're here. We're going to change the playground. You no longer get to degrade us, to abuse us, to assault us, to murder us in silence, to beat us into silence, to treat us like we are the lowest of low possessions, and speak silently okay with it. So I can't wait to see how this election shapes up, because what I'm already seeing is if Kamala Harris is in, Elizabeth Warren, there's some Democrat males who possibly will run, but I want to see what America says about these women that they, you know, we can't say it's Hillary Clinton. So the excuse of the long-term politician, the family chain thing is gone. And I want to see what America says about these women. You know, already people were trying to pick out their weaknesses. That was made is, here we go again. A woman steps up to say, I want to run for this country, and the first thing that happens to her is somebody tries to say she's not good enough, she's not stable enough, she doesn't have the right record, she doesn't have the right tools, she's not a fighter, she's not this. It's everything to pick her apart. How does she wear her clothes? What kind of attitude does she have? Is she going to be a weak leader? And yet, across the pond, we have a Queen of England, a German Chancellor. We have women in high authority positions, and they're doing fine. Here in America, whenever a woman tries to step forward, it threatens men. These backward, sexist, misogynistic, historical, old men so much that they rally. And then there are the angry young men who feel like they're slighted if a woman gets where she wants to be, where she should be, where she is trained to be. And then we have the men who don't know it, but they dismiss women when they talk from an educated position. They think that women aren't as educated. We have mansplaining that tells women, even though a woman who was educated just spoke, they have to re-explain it to that woman, to her crowd, to the men listening, before the men listening will hear her. America has to get off of this train wreck, because men like R. Kelly need to go to prison. Men like Bill Cosby belong in prison. Men like Brett Kavanaugh belong in prison. Donald Trump belongs in prison. They don't belong leading and making decisions and influencing the future for our young and vulnerable daughters. We shouldn't have to worry that they're going to be raped or kidnapped or murdered because they said no to a date or wouldn't give a guy their phone number. We shouldn't have to worry about them being sold into sex slavery because they went out to a bar with their friends. We shouldn't have to worry about all of these things that surround women. Men need to make a way for women to feel welcome in this world because we don't. They need to find a way to make us feel equal in this world when it comes to social constructs, because we sure don't. And if it takes women using the cracks that Hillary Clinton made towards that glass building to burst through, to bring all of our LGBTQ friends with us, to make sure minorities start to feel some alleviation, that's what we'll do. You know, people say, well, when the feminist movement started, it was about white women. Yes, because white women were the only ones who were told that they didn't have permission to work. They didn't have their husband's permission to be anything but a housewife or a mother. They were owned as equally as anyone, but they were treated like property to be held. And I think that America needs to see a change. Because we failed Kelly abused, because we failed the women that Donald Trump abused, because we failed the women that Brett Kavanaugh abused and possibly is currently abusing in his home. We have failed so many women. We don't deserve the good women like Hillary Clinton. We don't deserve the Nancy Pelosi's. We don't deserve these strong women who have been the warriors while we have personally got to overlook the battles that are going on. But when it comes home, when it roosts, and you have to look at it, when you have to think that could be my daughter, that could be me, that could be my friends, that could be my sister, that could be my mother, my aunt. Most of all, it matters because it was someone. Then you have to face the fact of where we are in the United States. Disappointing for me to wake up as a woman every day because I have to think about this is the world that I fight in. This is the battle I've seen all of my life for women to have a place to be. It exists in science, it exists in medicine, it exists in all walks of life where women are constantly in a battle for personhood, in a battle for their own right to their body, their life, their future, to say no, to be strong, to be educated. We are always fighting, and men get to say off-the-cuff sexist things, inappropriate things, degrading things all the time. So if you are a man and you're out there listening, step up. Say something if you see something. Fight for women. Fight with women. Sometimes a woman doesn't need you to fight for her. She needs you to fight with her. Sometimes a woman needs you to stand aside so that she can do the fighting that she needs to do. Judge the situation from what do I see in is going on. Be an ally. Be a voice for her. Be a voice with her. Let her be her own voice. Whichever choice needs to be made. Because I don't want to see another 2 decades and we hear about, and this is so prevalent in men and music, that men get to display women like things, talk about having all the women that they can stand, talk about using them in whatever manner, talking about them as in good girls. And other men are like, yeah, this is a great song. And then we wonder why we still have so much domestic violence. We still have so much violence against women. 14,000 women are murdered a year by their domestic partner. These numbers are astounding in detrimental ways to women. And we've got to work on that because there are still little girls out there trying to grow up in this world. And they have this pure mentality that they can be anything. And before that's corrupted and broken and ruined or crushed under the thumb of misogyny, we need to make a way for them to enjoy this world. So yes, I believe that it's going to take women and that women are going to save the world. One equality step at a time, one fight at a time, one battle at a time. But if you are a man out there, please stand with us. And please stop giving people like R. Kelly a pass. Be an advocate for change. That's all the time I have today. Hope to see you back here soon. Take care, everyone. Thanks for joining me. Bye.